The unpredictable Republican field for president gets a predictable addition today. Mitt Romney is making his candidacy official in New Hampshire. Now, Romney is as close to a frontrunner as the Republicans have at the moment, but even at this relatively late date, there are other candidates who might or might not join in. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now to talk about all this. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
Okay, so Mitt Romney, we just said he's the front runner. Is that a good place to be right now in the Republican contest?
Well, that's a good question. It used to be. The Republican Party once was very hierarchical, nominating the vice president or the guy who came in second for the nomination the last time, which you could say Mitt Romney is. But the party has been in a non-hierarchical mood lately, and we don't know whether Romney will be able to appeal to the Tea Party base. Now, that being said, he is consistently at or near the top of the polls nationally and way ahead in the first primary state of New Hampshire. He certainly has raised by far the most money, including a one-day haul of $10 million recently. Still, he's not a clear or prohibitive frontrunner, and there are lots of Republicans who have doubts about whether he can win the nomination or the general election.
And in terms of the issues, what is he expected to focus on in the campaign?
Well, he's certainly building his campaign around the economy. He believes he has a strong case against President Obama. His brand is a businessman who's created jobs, and he argues that the president hasn't created enough, and he can.
Now, meanwhile, we seem to be hearing an awful lot about Republicans who are not officially in the race, Republicans like Chris Christie, Republicans like Sarah Palin.
Yes, that's true. The latest Washington Post poll shows that 4 in 10 Republicans are not happy with their choices. Now, that's not unusual at this point in the race, but it's one reason why they seem so interested in the so-called fantasy candidates, people who aren't running, or at least not yet. Sarah Palin was mobbed on her bus tour around the country. Recently, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie entertained a delegation of Iowans who were begging him to get into the race. Rick Perry caused some Republican hearts to flutter when he said he would think about running. In the latest CNN poll, the top three candidates were Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, and Sarah Palin. So two out of the three top candidates probably won't run or certainly haven't done anything to begin running.
And how late can they wait, Mara? I mean, is there sort of a drop-dead date by which if you're going to run, you've got to announce?
Well, most people think the drop-dead date is by the fall. This race is certainly getting off to a very slow start. And one of the things that late starters don't have is the gift of time to become better candidates. Most people who run for president for the first time, including Barack Obama, by the way, are not very good. And they need time to work the kinks out of their performance and their stump speech. It's nice to be able to do that before everyone is paying attention to you. And that's not going to be the case for Republicans who get in very late.
Very late. You know, it's interesting that Republicans seem reluctant to dip their toes in the water. I mean, because it would seem that President Obama, it seems he might be vulnerable, particularly on economic issues.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Unemployment is still very high. We learned the other day that housing prices are at their lowest point since 2002. Factory orders are also low. So it's a very, very halting recovery. This is clearly the biggest hurdle for the president. That being said, he has all the advantages of an incumbent, an unchallenged incumbent without a primary of his own. So while he is vulnerable, he has a lot of strengths, and I think that is what's keeping some Republicans out of the race,
okay,
deciding maybe they can wait if they're young enough, till 2016.
Till 2016. All right. Thanks very much, Mara.
Thank you.
That's NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson updating us on the news. Mitt Romney is making his candidacy official today in New Hampshire.